This is CPR News. I'm Bazzy Kanani. In southern Colorado, even more people are being ordered to evacuate today as wildfires spread. The largest of the wildfires is the Aspen Acres fire near Pueblo, which has now eclipsed 90,000 acres. Containment dropped to 12% from 14% last night. New areas in Fremont County are now under mandatory evacuation. All other evacuation notices, including in Custer, Pueblo, and Huerfano counties, remain in place. They impact thousands of people. More than 1,300 personnel are now assigned to firefighting efforts there. A community meeting is scheduled for 7 tonight at Centennial High School in Pueblo. There are also new evacuations ordered this morning in Lake County, where the Willow Fire, burning west of the town of Leadville, has grown to more than 4,000 acres. You may remember the apartments at the center of President Trump's claims about a Venezuelan gang takeover of Aurora. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports those apartment buildings have a new future.
The anti-displacement group, the East Colfax Community Collective, has purchased the Edge at Lowry for $4.4 million. Now the group's applying for tax credit financing, the goal to remodel the buildings and create quality, affordable housing. The community group will manage the property, handle maintenance, and even evictions. The group says it plans to do things differently and better than a for-profit landlord. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
In Colorado Springs, the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo has two new residents. A pair of six-month-old grizzly bear cubs joins the zoo after their mother was euthanized in Montana after a long history of conflicts with humans and attacks on livestock. The zoo says the cubs are settling in well. This is CPR News.